From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It takes 2 days for freight to be shipped by rail from the West Coast to Chicago, and it can take another two for that shipment to get from one side of the city to the other. Freight train congestion in and around Chicago is becoming so severe it is beginning to hurt the railroad industry. Local officials and the railroads recently announced a plan to ease congestion through the city. What's lacking, as NPR's David Shaper reports, is a way to pay for it.
As the hub of the nation's railroad system, one-third of the freight shipped cross-country by train comes through this city. That's 1,200 freight trains a day going in and out of dozens of rail yards and tying up traffic across the region. Two busy sets of freight tracks cross 127th Street, the busiest road in the South Chicago suburb of Blue Island, just two blocks apart, creating the worst crossing delays in the state.
It gets pretty bad at times.
Luce Mentek lives right between the two rail crossings.
Sometimes you might get a train coming through here every 20 minutes. Sometimes they'll come through here and stop for an hour and just block the crossing.
Blue Island Mayor Donald Poloquin says 150 freight trains go through his town each day, blocking street traffic for more than 6 hours each and every day.
I mean, people stay away from our area because of the trains. It doesn't help commercial businesses, doesn't help retail businesses, it doesn't help restaurants or venues like that.
Karen Romano is a transportation expert for the Metropolitan Planning Council. She says the problem is with the way the railroad tracks were laid over a century ago.
When the railroads were built, the Western Railroads came to Chicago, ended here, and then the Eastern Railroads came to Chicago, ended here, and there's a total disconnect between those rail lines and the yards.
So Romano says that means that freight being shipped through the Chicago area has to be transferred from one rail line to another by truck.
There are 3,500 additional truck trips a day within the city just to move cargo from one rail yard to another rail yard.
And there are other problems. Some longer freight trains can't fit into the rail yards built for the shorter trains of the past. And tracks owned by the six major railroad companies crisscross one another, creating choke points. Mike Payette of the Union Pacific Railroad says chronic freight train delays in and around Chicago are beginning to affect the railroad's bottom line.
It takes the consistency out of our service, and that affects our customers.
The slow movement of freight through Chicago increases shipping costs for businesses across the country, and many are beginning to either bypass Chicago or ship by truck instead. So transportation planners and the railroads have developed a plan to reduce freight rail congestion in and around Chicago. It would create 5 major rail corridors going through the region, eliminate 25 grade-level crossings, and reduce the number of track intersections. The 6 major railroad companies, fierce competitors who rarely agree on anything, are willing to contribute a combined $212 million toward the $1.5 billion cost of the project. Because they're private entities, railroads have historically paid for most, if not all, of their own infrastructure improvements. But the railroads argue that this project would produce such enormous economic and environmental benefits that taxpayers should pick up the rest of the tab. Union Pacific's Mike Payette says taxpayers should know the amount of freight shipped cross-country is going to increase whether this project goes forward or not.
They don't want it to all occur on the highways because that will take a huge public investment to enlarge the highways.
So some of the plan's congressional proponents have even suggested tapping the federal gasoline tax, which is usually used for highways, to pay for this and other rail improvements. House Speaker Dennis Hastert, whose Illinois district is crossed by many of the railroads, doesn't feel there's political support for increasing gas taxes for rail projects. Still, he supports the plan to reduce freight rail congestion around Chicago and will look into other ways to pay for it. Without it, experts warn that train delays and congestion will only get worse. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.